Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
9 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock on East Coast Radio. KZN's number one hit music station. The reason why we have smiles on our faces as Stacey and Jay Spoon right now is because we are about to tell you a love story that's going to make you go, aww.
No, this is good stuff. Like, obviously, we know that the world is
crap.
Rubbish. And we need stories like this. We need stories like this to be told and shared. We need to embrace them because there's so much good stuff in the world.
Yeah.
And we are in the middle of Heritage Month, so very conveniently we get to celebrate KZN specifically. There's a local film. It's called Great and Gaul. It is a proudly South African love story of what is effectively just sheer resilience. And if you ask me, because I'm the one who's talking, you know, that's the show's called Stacey and Jay Spoo. It's the power of love.
Yeah.
It's the power of love and how, like, when something is meant to be.
It's meant to be.
It's meant to be.
Yeah. So if you believe in love stories, this one is going to make you go, nah.
Yeah, it's nice.
So the story is centered around Mina, a girl from Greytown, KZN, who was born disabled. Believing she was abandoned, little Mina bravely created a life of her own and for herself at an orphanage. Only when Mina was able to walk independently could she return to her parental home.
Yeah, so she does that. She goes home, and Mina's dad, Via, then teaches her how to read. He uses all these like fancy glossy magazines, like think like Cosmopolitan, yes, and like yes, that yes, kind yes. of stuff, right? And whilst flipping through all these magazines and learning how to read, she now discovers the concept of a pen pal.
Yes.
And if you're young and you're like, a pen pal, back in the day, before the internet, people used to physically write letters to each other, and you could write to anybody in the world at any given moment. So Mina does exactly that. She handwrites letters to people from all over the world, because all your contact information used to be in there. Again, it was a different time. But here's the thing. No one responds, excepting for one person. One person responds, guys. Oh, just the one.
Such a beautiful story. So Mina's American pen pal, Andy Gibson, is deeply impacted by her letters. And through the romance of letter writing, Mina and Eddie fall in love. Even when it seems they will never be destined to be together. Now, to find out more and to find what happens next, you're going to have to watch the movie. But we were able to get in touch with Mina and Eddie, who now reside in Massachusetts, USA. And, guys, can you feel it? The goosebumps. I love love. We love love.
We do love love.
Here's what they had to say.
Hello, South Africa. My name is Mina. I live in Massachusetts, born in Greytown. Looking forward to see my town again.
She wrote bravely about so many things that were happening in South Africa. There were many challenges to us meeting during the time of apartheid in South Africa. I jumped for joy the day South Africa was free. Please come join me to watch our story, Greytown Girl, the movie. We're so excited to see it. Thank you, Ronnie, for making a wonderful film. Eddie.
Guys, I don't know what your situation is when it comes to love, but this story and this movie is going to either solidify the idea you have of love or give you a reason to want to fall in love.
And we all deserve that, guys.
Yes,
everybody deserves
man.
To be happy. So as we celebrate this magical movie based on an even more magical story, obviously, we want you to go and watch it. It's very important. But we are going to catch up with the lead actress of the film. So she plays Mina.
Yes, 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 yes.
In the retelling of the story. I'm going to get into some questions. Going to get the juice on this. But yeah, it's... And guys, it's not even Valentine's Day, hey?
Yeah.
When you least expect it, life comes at you fast. There's Mina and Eddie. It's very cute.
So we're going to be chatting to lead actress of the film who shares this heartwarming story. How long? Because now I can't wait. I've got goosebumps.
Okay, well,
and I'm excited.
We're going to get into traffic with Andy. We're going to play some Miley Cyrus. Maybe in about five and a half minutes time.
And on that note, everybody, say love.
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 Stacey and Jay Spoon.
There's this new movie. It's called Great and Gaul. And it is a local film about a lady named Mina. She grew up, obviously, in Grayton. She has overcome all this adversity. She grew up in an orphanage. She learns how to walk again. She goes back home. Her dad teaches her how to read using glossy magazines. She then discovers the concept of a pen pal. She writes to a bunch of people. Only one person responds. His name is Eddie. He's sitting in America. This is during apartheid. Like, this is a time when there's a lot of
tough
turbulence
time, yeah.
in this country. And what we can tell you is that now Mina and Eddie live in America together.
In love.
So when we say this is a movie you want to watch, it's a movie that's going to inspire you in a myriad of ways. We mean it. And like, I can't wait to see this.
Guys, where there is love, there is life. And this story speaks to that. So on the line, we have Sanam Sitaram, who plays the Grey Town girl in the movie. Welcome to the show. And how are you doing, ma'am?
Thank you. It's awesome to be able to chat to you guys.
Oh, just so excited to hear your voice and can't wait to watch this movie.
So excited that I'm now, like, basically already I am seated with my popcorn. I'm seated.
So where are you from and where are you celebrating, heritage?
So I am from KZN.
Hey.
I was born in Durban, yeah. And I've lived here basically my whole life. So, yeah.
So you are a local Durban girlie.
Shut up.
Yes, I am a local Durban girlie.
And she's on the big screen.
A love story from South Africa. I love it.
Okay, so listen, Sanam, quickly, like, can you take us through that moment when you first saw the film, right? Because you are obviously a thespian by trade, and now you're watching yourself on this big screen telling this particular story. Mm. Like, how does that feel, not just from an actress's perspective, from a performer's perspective, but also from a Durbanite's perspective, because this is something that's ours?
Yeah.
Yes, I think, you know, as an actor, what we enjoy, at least what I enjoy, is being in the moment of the performance. And it can be actually very difficult for us to see ourselves on screen. Mm. But honestly, when I saw Grey Town Girl for the first time, I was so completely taken in by the storytelling. I think I enjoyed it as much as an audience member seeing it for the first time. And I was really, you know, just proud of everything that we were able to do with this film.
Aww, amazing. Can you maybe run us through some of the challenging parts, you know, of playing this role? Was it difficult? And how did you overcome them?
I think firstly, you know, it was the fact that this is a real person who's lived a very challenging life, and just thinking about whether I can do that justice. And then what came with that, even though I've had supporting roles before and I've done, you know, a few short films and things like that, this was a lead role. And a few years ago, that level of visibility is actually something that scared me a lot, because even though I am a performer, I'm also quite introverted. And I say a few years ago because this character and this project has actually been with me for a very long time, I'd say. Roughly about 10 years from the time it was conceptualized,
yeah.
Because my mom, Rani Sitaram, is the writer and producer of Grey Town Girl.
Oh, look at that, guys.
It all just makes sense.
There were times when, you know, I told her that I didn't want to audition, or I didn't want to be considered for this role, because there were things that scared me about stepping into something, you know, of this magnitude and just being able to do Mina justice. But she also knows Mina very well, and she's also an incredible script writer. So by the time I saw some of the final draft of the script, I completely fell in love with the role again. And it was our director, Daryl Ruud, who made some of the final casting decisions. And I was also just pleasantly surprised at how much he trusted me to just deliver what I needed to deliver and make the character my own.
Beautiful.
Sanam, thank
Can't
you.
Wait.
Thank you for your time.
Can't
thank you for
wait.
Your craft. Thank you for the beautiful way that you've spoken about this project.
Man, so
I love that your mom's involved in it too. Like, it's just like, you know, I didn't think the story could get better, but here I am tearing up. Don't know what's plotting. I need to get a grip.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time. We cannot wait to see you on the big screen. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
There we
Thank
go.
You.
Sanam Sitaram, who is playing the Grey Town Girl. Guys, this movie, everybody needs to see it. It is your service to KZN. You must. And we need something beautiful in our lives. The film will be released at Olsen Center Cinemas on Friday. There's an exclusive pre-screening that's happening tomorrow at our home away from home at Suncoast.
Yes.
But wherever you can access it, go and see it. It's important.
Oh, man. Proving that love recognizes no barriers. It jumps hurdles, leaps fences, penetrates walls to arrive at its destination, full of hope.
Nice.
Those are the words of Maya Angelou.
Very nice. Oh. Okay, guys.
Stacey and Chase Boo. Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.